Today's podcast, the TV debate. Should you cut the cable cord? If you think your cable bill is getting out of hand, you're not alone. The cost of cable has skyrocketed over the last decade, with the average monthly bill climbing to nearly $90 for basic and premium channels, according to the NPD Group, a market research firm. To make matters worse, cable bills are on track to reach $200 a month in 2020, NPD says, as customers shell out about 6% more annually. Cable TV has become so ingrained in our culture that it might be difficult to imagine life without it. But the tides are turning in the entertainment industry as the internet ushers in hosts of new viewing options. Could cable really be on its way out? According to a study by Nielsen, the number of zero TV households, those that don't subscribe to cable TV, increased from 2 million in 2007 to more than 5 million in 2013. Think you're ready to pull the plug? Here are some factors to consider. What could you save? Many families could use an extra $90 per month, and the savings are even more dramatic if you calculate the cost of cable over a lifetime. Cable alternatives. Thanks to a growing array of web-based services, canceling your cable subscription no longer means missing out on your favorite programs. Here's a look at some of the most popular options. Streaming video on demand. Streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu Plus, and Amazon Prime offer a wide variety of TV shows and movies that you can access anytime you choose. At about $8 a month, slightly less for Amazon Prime, a subscription to one of these services is a steal compared to the $1,080 average yearly cable bill. To stream the content directly to your TV, you also need to purchase a device like cable TV or Roku or use a gaming system like Nintendo Wii. An even less expensive option is to connect your computer or smart device directly to your TV with a cable or a cord. And for mobile viewing, these subscriptions include an app that you can download to your tablet or smartphone. Free online programming. Major TV networks like NBC, ABC, and Fox make full episodes of some programs available on their websites for free. You can also view a variety of TV shows and movies on Hulu without a subscription. Setting up your TV the old-fashioned way. No longer limited to rabbit ears, television antennas are making a comeback. Depending on where you live and the type of antenna you choose, you may be able to pick a number of basic HD channels. Now, what might you miss? Of course, cable TV hasn't been around this long by accident. Before you cut the cord, be sure you're ready to part with the perks. A variety of channels. If you love flipping through channels to find interesting new shows, cable may be worth the cost. Plus, programs from some premium channels like HBO and Showtime aren't always available through Netflix and other streaming services. First viewer advantage. In the age of social media, it's hard to avoid spoilers for TV shows and movies. Although some shows may be available for streaming immediately after they run on television, they may be a long wait for the whole series. If you're impatient, then cable TV may still be your best bet. News broadcasts and live sports. Though news is available from many online sources, you may prefer to tune in to your local broadcaster. Perhaps the main reason that people keep cable, however, is coverage of live sporting events. Cable companies have figured this out and don't offer ESPN in basic packages. Unfortunately, the options for watching live sports online are often quite limited. For example, NBA League Pass offers a subscription for up to 40 live games, but only if the games are out of your local market. Still not sure? With all the entertainment options out there, sorting through your choices can be time-consuming. MarketWatch's cutting calculator, available at projects.marketwatch.com, can help you find the solution that fits your needs, as well as tell you how much you could save each month. And if cutting cable seems like too big a step, here's another idea. Simply call your cable provider and try to negotiate a better deal on your current package. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.